Arizona votes.
As Arizona gets ready to vote, I'm always curious about how you feel about the candidates you'll be voting for. But I'm also wondering how you feel about how you vote and whether you believe the results, especially in this deeply divided electoral landscape where many politicians are questioning election integrity. Well, our next guest heads up an organization that did some polling to find out that exact thing. Sybil Francis is the president and CEO of the Center for the Future of Arizona. Sybil, thanks for getting up early with us. And it looks like Arizona voters trust elections, don't they?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me this morning, Jim. We were surprised when we found our results. You know, we found that 74% of all likely voters in Arizona consider our elections fair. 70% believe they're secure. 80% are confident in the results of the recent August primary. And 77% think the November results will be accurate. And so that includes majorities of Republicans, Democrats, Independents, and non-affiliated voters.
Yeah, and I kind of looked at your data a little closer here than just a snapshot, and I know from looking at that they still have the lowest percentage of confidence, but still a majority of Republicans said they believe fair, secure, and confident in the primary results and in the upcoming November results. Did that surprise you?
Well, you know, we hear, as you mentioned in the opening, so much about how polarized and divided we are. We're hearing a lot about, you know, election fraud and stolen elections. So, you know, we thought it was important to actually go to Arizona voters and ask them what they thought. And so to some extent, yes, we were surprised because you wouldn't necessarily expect that based on what we hear every day about where Arizonans stand on these things.
Having seen some of the verbatims from the polling, maybe you can answer this, but why do more Republicans, 10% more Republicans, believe that our elections are fair in Arizona than believe they are secure? And what's the difference?
Well, fair is it a fair playing field? So, you know, do candidates get the opportunity to, you know, discuss the issues and present their views? And but secure is about, you know, our election processes actually secure.
And that could be the big difference there. Actually, an 11-point difference between the percentage of Republicans who believe they're secure and those who believe they are fair. 70% of Republicans, and I keep going back to them because it seems to be almost all Republican candidates, not all Republican candidates, but all the candidates that are talking about, you know, whether or not our elections are secure or not, seem to be Republican. That's why I keep focusing on them. 70% said they're confident, though, in the results of the past primary election.
That's right. And you know, we do the polling. We don't necessarily have the answers to why these kinds of discussions are going on, but
right.
I think it's a really important question to ask. You know, why is it that we're hearing one thing from candidates and at the same time we're hearing something different from voters? And, you know, I think what's going on is that as we often hear, candidates are speaking to their base, and maybe the base feels more strongly about some of these issues than your average everyday Arizona voter.
We're talking with Sybil Francis, the president and CEO of the Center for the Future of Arizona. They just completed some polling that shows that a majority of Arizona's likely voters, and by the way, those not familiar with polling, likely voters are people who vote in primaries and they vote in general elections, so they're very likely to end up at polling places or to vote by mail, showing that a majority of Arizonans think Arizona's elections are fair, secure, they're confident in the results of the past, and they're confident that this November's results are going to be accurate as well. Is there anything that really surprised you, Sybil, in any of this?
Well, you know, there's some other interesting findings that we had about likely voters. So less than half of voters believe candidates are addressing the issues that are important to them, which is really important for candidates to know, because one of our objectives is to make sure that candidates understand where Arizona voters are, that voters care more about the issues and the plans by two-thirds than they do about candidates' ideology. And two-thirds of independent voters, they were the least satisfied in terms of saying that they were hearing what they would like to hear from candidates, because as voters inform themselves about who to vote for, they want to hear about the things that matter to them. So independents were the least satisfied with that.
Did you send an email to every single politician in the state with these results?
We are sharing this information broadly. And by the way, we have a lot of other information. You know, our goal is to really find out where we can find agreement. We hear so much about polarization and division. We're trying to find out where do Arizona voters and Arizonans really agree? And that can be the basis for building a positive agenda for Arizona. So on our website at www.arizonafuture.org, you can see where 50% of more of all Arizona likely voters agree on things like education, water, immigration. We have huge, huge super majorities of Arizonans who want to see comprehensive immigration reform with a pathway to citizenship. And they've prioritized a functioning border for commerce over building a wall. So there's all sorts of really great information on our website about where we agree as Arizonans and where we can build a positive agenda for our state and move away from some of this polarization and division that we've been experiencing and hearing so much about.
Yeah, and I think we could all use a lot of that right about now.